From Vatican City, Catholic News Service presents Vatican Voices, conversations with church leaders and experts on the life and times of the universal church today.
What happened to paganism in the 4th century as Christianity advanced is now happening the other way around. Paganism advancing, Christianity is retiring. This is much less obvious in the United States, so it is obvious there to some extent, but in Europe it's very obvious.
The Western world is facing a wave of secularism. John Rist, a philosopher and professor at the Catholic University of America, recently spoke with Catholic News Service about the ways in which the Church has been out of sync with the secular world since Vatican II.
I think it was the right thing to do. I think that John 23 was absolutely right to call a council and to try and do what he wanted to do. The difficulty was that people didn't really understand the problem they were trying to solve. I mean, they knew that somehow the Church was out of sync with the modern world. They weren't sure in what areas they should have been out of sync and what areas they shouldn't. And that was largely because in the period, roughly speaking, from the Council of Trent down to, well, certainly down to Vatican II, with a number of exceptions, and not many exceptions really, Catholic thinking had stagnated. Nothing really was going on. So that the people who were teaching Catholic things in theology departments and even philosophy departments, they really didn't know what the arguments were in the outside world, in the secular, and they still don't in many cases. They don't understand what the arguments are about. They don't understand that we don't know Catholic theology fully now. It's an ongoing process. They ignore the statements of the New Testament that, you know, I will lead you into all truth, not I'll give it to you right now on a plate. They don't understand that. And so they're so defensive that they think that if we open the doors to thinking and considering change, we are going to lose everything.
Rist says it's important for the Church to be open to new ideas and that Catholic philosophy is not set in stone. Yet he also calls for a defense of the faith regarding certain moral issues.
It's easy to talk about things which everyone agrees to be bad, like being anti-apartheid or trying to reduce poverty or something like that. We can all agree on that, and so the priests can talk about it. But when they want to say something which is countercultural, and they run a mile, they keep their heads down and so on. But this is a mistake. It means that they don't just, they're either afraid or don't want to confront the fact that Catholicism really is different from secularism and an important respect of it, as well as, of course, having something similar. Though many of the similarities are simply because the secularists have borrowed them from Christianity anyway, traditionally. But that's how you can agree on those things. You can't pick and choose in Catholic moral teaching. If you want to support the poor, you've also got to be anti-abortion. You can't go one or the other, as it were. This just won't do. You can't pick and choose like that. The whole thing does hold together, and you've got to preach the whole thing together. Otherwise, you both are untruthful, but also it's just cowardly.
There's no compromise in Catholic moral thinking. The clergy must stand by their faith when faced with opposition from the secular world.
Don't pull your punches, will be my advice on that. You've got to say to people out there, Christianity offers you something radically different, better, more defensible intellectually, and more satisfying morally. If you do that, then you will arouse interest, particularly among young people. Young people are still idealistic. They're always idealistic when they're young. So there's an opportunity to appeal to idealism, and idealism often does demand sacrifices, and they're prepared to make it. But if you offer them just the same boring old secular stuff, you'll never get, the new evangelization will go nowhere in Europe. It'll go nowhere at all.
For Rist, the new evangelization's success relies heavily on the young. It is important for the clergy and the laity to appeal to youthful idealism. Only then will people be drawn into the Church. This has been a report from Catholic News Service's Vatican Voices.